NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Samuel Barber, Waltz from His Souvenirs, played by the Atlanta Symphony, led by Yoel Levy on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music in store for you here on a Friday afternoon. Looking forward to our performance of Claude Debussy's Arabesques, a clarinet and harp performance by Richard Saltzman and Nancy Allen in just a little while. We have as well La Petite Bande, and music by Bach, the first orchestral suite, at and more still to come as the afternoon unfolds. Thanks for being on hand today. We have some more American music with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra and conductor Gerard Schwartz. Little creation for orchestra that was made back in 1944 by composer David Diamond. He wrote this at the height of World War II, a time when the nation's morale was low, and he was under strict instructions from the conductor Dmitri Mitropoulos to, quote, write a happy work. He delivered with the following Rounds for String Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. An American Suite, one written in 1944 by David Diamond, is Rounds for String Orchestra, played by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted there by Gerard Schwartz, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:25. And still to come in the second half of the hour, in just a few minutes, we'll have along La Petite Bande for the first orchestral suite by Bach. We've got that and more on the way here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, 86 degrees. Highs today around 91. Skies sunny throughout. We have a slight chance of some showers for the afternoon, 20% chance of rain. A 10% chance of showers later this evening with lows of 73. We'll have a high of 92 for Saturday and lows in the mid-70s tomorrow night. Temperatures in the mid-90s on Sunday. We have a performance next, two performances actually, on clarinet and harp by Richard Stoltzman and Nancy Allen, respectively. Claude Debussy's Arabesques for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Arabesques, a pair of them by Claude Debussy, played by clarinetist Richard Stoltzman and harpist Nancy Allen, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:35 now. We'll have our next NPR News update at the top of the hour, and we have classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. this afternoon. I'm looking forward to what I've got in store for you for this afternoon, and I'm especially looking forward to what I have in store for you tonight. It is Film Music Friday, after all, and tonight at 7 p.m., it's Cartoon Night. We've got a whole bunch of music from animated pictures, and partially animated ones like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, An American Tale, The Secret of Nim, and we've even got a little bit of vintage Warner Brother cartoon music. That'll be all tonight during Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Hope you can be with me this evening for the show. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We'll make way now for the players of La Petite Bande and conductor Zygiswald Kuyken. From Johann Sebastian Bach, we'll hear Orchestral Suite No. 1 in C next on KPR. And so ends Orchestral Suite No. 1 in C Major by Johann Sebastian Bach, and a performance today by La Petite Band under conductor Zigazalt Quicken. It is just about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Afterwards, we'll get into the next hour of classical music, where we'll find Clara Schumann's Piano Trio, along with the Rochester Chamber Orchestra and a concerto by Howard Hanson for organ, harp, and strings. Just a quick note that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution. To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Before the U.S. Iran News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Adults, children, and those with health issues. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Bergen Symphony Orchestra and conductor Carsten Andersen, with music by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. That's a tune they call the Norwegian Artists' Carnival. Lively way to start our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and more classical music is on the way. Coming up, the Rochester Chamber Orchestra and friends. They've got a wonderful concerto for organ, harp, and strings by Howard Hanson to share. We've got that and a good deal more until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond. Through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We have some beautiful 19th century chamber music to share next. Music by Clara Schumann, who was every inch the composer as her husband Robert Schumann, as she proved in 1846 with the following piano trio in G minor, something which she composed while living in Dresden and really won over the Viennese audience in the following year. Piano trio in G minor, here played by the McAllister Trio, next on KPR. Chamber music, written in 1846 by Clara Schumann, her piano trio in G minor, performed today by the McAllister Trio here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:41. About 20 minutes to go until our next NPR News update, and classical music until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. One more performance for this 1 p.m. hour. It's of the Rochester Chamber Orchestra, and they've got a captivating concerto from the 1920s that blends many elements: shimmering harp passages, string textures, and sweeping organ solos, all concluding in a powerful driving dance. Music of Howard Hanson, his concerto for organ, harp, and strings, with members of the Rochester Chamber Orchestra led by David Fettler on Kansas Public Radio. Howard Hanson's Concerto for Organ, Harp, and Strings, performed by members of the Rochester Chamber Orchestra, under conductor David Fettler on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and just about time for our next NPR News Update. We've got a whole other hour of classical music still to come, an hour that'll bring us a little bit of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, a tone poem by Arnold Bax, and for the most part, we have the French Piano Concerto by Jules Massenet, with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra awaiting us in the next hour here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. On the KU campus right now, 87 degrees on our way to a high of 91. 20% chance of showers for this afternoon. This is KBR.
Hunter Biden is seeing the KBR news.
Weekend edition is tomorrow from 7 to 10 a.m. here at your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
And this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A familiar march from Mozart. Familiar if you are familiar with the opera The Marriage of Figaro. March from the finale played by the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra led by Hans Graf on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson and here with you for just a little while longer until 3 p.m. with classical music. The Huntington Trio has a little American chamber music, pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by Arthur Foote in just a little while. We'll spend most of our time with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra joining us in a bit for Jules Massenet's Piano Concerto. Stay with us for that on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. We're going to continue now with an atmospheric English symphonic poem, one written in 1917 by Arnold Bax, music that depicts a hot and windless June midday in a southern English wood. He originally titled this piece Idle, but made a revision to it after he realized how many other British works were already using that moniker. He calls this Summer Music. We'll hear the Ulster Orchestra led by Bryden Thompson on Kansas Public Radio. Summer Music, an English tone poem by composer Arnold Bax, written in 1917, to depict a hot, windless June day in England, performed by the Ulster Orchestra, led by Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Do stay with us. Coming up is the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra in just about 10 minutes' time, with Jules Massenet's Piano Concerto for you here on a Friday afternoon. Speaking of hot days, we certainly have one. 87 degrees right now on the KU campus. Highs around 90 ultimately today, and looks like we still have a slight chance of some showers. A bit later this afternoon, about a 20% chance of showers, 10% chance of showers this evening, lows of 73 degrees. About the same story through the weekend, sunny tomorrow at a high of 91, Saturday night's lows in the mid-70s, highs of about 93 on Sunday. A little time spent next with the Huntington Trio, with a little American chamber music. We'll hear some three pieces by composer Arthur Foote for flute, oboe, and cello next on Kansas Public Radio. Three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by Arthur Foote, performed by the members of the Huntington Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 2:27 now. At 3 p.m., we'll bring you All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, Film Music Friday will be from 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be back with you tonight for the program, and I'm looking forward to what we've got, because it's cartoon night. We've got some fun selections tonight from animated films, like An American Tale, Toy Story, and Ratatouille. And we'll start things off tonight at 7 with some vintage Warner Brothers cartoon music. Film Music Friday is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We have a French piano concerto to bring you now, music by composer Jules Massenet, who famously in 1863 won the prestigious Prix de Rome Prize, a great prize for French musicians where the government would send a composer to Italy for a couple of years, all expenses paid, to work on nothing but music. And it was there in 1863 that he started writing his first sketches for his piano concerto after undertaking studies of Chopin and Beethoven etudes. But he took his time with this concerto. It wasn't completed until 1903 when it had its first performance. Afterwards, it fell somewhat into obscurity, but we'll revive the piano concerto today with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, led by Sylvan Camberling, and pianist Aldo Ciccolini, next on KPR. French piano concerto, one that was a long time in the making, first conceived of in 1863 by Jules Massenet and not performed until 1903. Played today, though, by the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra with pianist Aldo Ciccolini. Massenet's piano concerto on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeff Watson. It's about 3 p.m. Thanks for joining me for classical music this afternoon. I'll be back tonight for Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. with a program tonight all about animated films. Keep it tuned right here for All Things Considered. Support for All Things Considered comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st, from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio.
Blatantly lied to about...